Spain's acting socialist Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, on Tuesday said his country will hold new general elections in November. These are the country's fourth since 2015. DW Spain correspondent Guy Hedgeco has been following events from Madrid. It's been just 5 months since the last election, Guy, and we're going to have a repeat poll in November?
Yes, that's right. Pedro Sanchez and his socialists won the general election back in April. They were the clear winners, but they failed to get a majority in parliament. So they had to look elsewhere to other parties in order to form a majority and form a government. And they haven't been able to do that. Over the last 5 months, they have been in negotiations with other parties, particularly Podemos to their left. But the two parties could not agree, not so much on policy and the content of what kind of policies they would implement, but rather a formula that the new government should take. So Podemos wanted to be part of a coalition, and the socialists wanted to govern on their own and have a sort of more informal relationship with Podemos. They could never agree on that, and it's taken them until now. They've hit this deadline. They still haven't been able to agree, so new elections are triggered. They will be held on November the 10th.
OK, I mean, it's been months and months. Could the other parties, the smaller parties, for example, you've got the Catalans, the Basque Nationalists, the Vox Party, could they not have helped out somehow?
Well, that was always an issue. And you know, the Catalan nationalism in particular is a very live issue in Spanish politics. And in a way, that was always a problem for Pedro Sanchez, because he always preferred not to have to govern with the support of Basque and particularly Catalan nationalists, because it's such a sensitive issue. If he did require their support to govern and to form a government, then that would open him up to a huge amount of criticism from the political right, who already attack him a lot over the Catalan issue, saying that he's too soft on Catalan nationalism. He doesn't take a hard enough line on that. So if he required their help to govern, that would make things very difficult for him indeed. So he always seemed to prefer to govern with Podemos and one or two other smaller parties. Now, he could have done that without needing the explicit support of pro-independence parties. It would have been tricky, but it was possible. I think what he hopes going into new elections is that he can improve his own share of seats and govern perhaps only with the support of Podemos and not need any support from any other parties.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been here before. I'm getting a sense of deja vu as we speak. You know, there's political fragmentation, political deadlocks. The parties talk and talk and talk, but never really seem to be able to break the deadlocks. I mean, is it going to change this time?
Well, I mean, it doesn't look as though it will. I mean, you know, the question is what will be different in November compared to, you know, to April when they had the last election. And I think, you know, the situation we have at the moment, this deadlock, reflects the fragmented nature of Spanish politics. You know, a few years back, there were two parties that dominated Spanish politics, the Socialists and the Conservative Popular Party. Now you have five parties in the sort of national political arena. You have Podemos, which appeared sort of around 4 or 5 years ago. Further to the right, you have Ciudadanos. And then on the far right, you have Vox. So you have five parties all sort of fighting it out, and all with their own agendas. And that makes it much more difficult to govern, because the vote is much more split than it used to be. And now sort of coalitions, or at least governing partnerships, are now sort of almost always going to be necessary in order to form a government. And Spanish parties are not used to forming coalitions. So that's a big challenge for them.
Mm-hmm. And what are the polls saying about the upcoming November elections?
Well, the polls are looking quite healthy for Pedro Sanchez, and many people believe that actually, you know, he was never really negotiating with Podemos in earnest. He was simply holding out for another election, because polls suggested that he might win more seats than he has at the moment in another election. So, you know, the polls are suggesting he would do well. The problem is, you know, as we all know, you know, polls can get things very wrong. So when they would show a party, you know, perform extremely well, that's not necessarily the case. And a big worry for him is that in this November election, there is a possibility that many voters on the left will simply not turn out to vote, but they'll be rather fed up with all this dilly-dallying around, the lack of agreement between the parties, and they won't turn out. And that has always been a problem for the left in Spain. When their voters don't turn out, the right benefits. Mm-hmm. And there are worries on the left that could be the case again.
Election fatigue. Guy, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Keith. It's a pleasure.
Guy Hedgecoe, DW Spain correspondent, speaking to me from Madrid.